When you are ordering from DoorDash or any food delivery, is it the responsibility of the food deliverer, the DoorDasher, or the restaurant when they screw up your order? 833-287-1037. This is ripped from real life, Tammy. The headlines of John's life.
Okay, what happened?
I ordered a gyro salad from one of my favorite Greek restaurants in the village. And it got to me, and it was just a salad. There was not a slight even hint of gyro.
No gyro meat?
I wanted the gyro more than I wanted the salad.
Yes, you did. You did the salad version of a gyro because it was healthier.
Right.
I get that. So,
right.
Yeah, otherwise, I could make my own damn salad.
So I'm like... And, you know, I mean, you order food to be delivered for a reason because you are doing other things and you can't leave your home to get the food.
Or you just don't want to.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So I open the bag, I sit down to eat, and my order's incomplete. And now I'm irritated. I'm not feeling well anyway. So I was in a bad mood anyway. So maybe I'm just being grumpy, Gus. But I immediately text my Dasher and I say, this order is incomplete. I paid for the gyro to be a part of the salad. I also tipped you and I just left it out there. My response was, that's not my responsibility. It's the responsibility of the restaurants. And I'm like, well, wait a second. You don't open the bag and make sure that the food you're delivering is the food that's been ordered?
I'll tell you right now, if I do any kind of Grubhub or anything, the restaurant seals the bag now to keep people from reaching in and eating it.
Oh.
And so I'm on the side of the driver. I mean, they're going to look at the receipt and that's what they're supposed to deliver.
Listen,
I think it's the restaurant's fault. That's just me.
I am not here to bash on someone trying to make a living being a food delivery. I mean, I did it myself when I delivered pizzas in college. I felt the response was...
kind of a brush off?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but that's the responsibility of the restaurant.
Yes.
And I apologize for your inconvenience.
Then you wouldn't be mad at them.
No, I would be more able to understand the fact that, okay, now I have to get pants on, let's be honest,
sure.
Get in my car, drive to the restaurant and say, hey, my order that I paid for is incomplete. I felt that her response was wrong.
She was very, very abrupt with you. And I guess, and if it wasn't that long after.
Oh, it was minutes.
Yeah.
It was minutes. I was starving. It was getting late. You know us with our dorky freaking morning show schedules. We have to eat a specific time and go to bed early and all that garbage.
Yeah.
So I was ready to tear into the salad. Not to mention, it's delicious. It's a gyro salad. My question is that true? Is that Dashers, food delivery people, please, I'm not trying to rip on you. I want to know, okay? And I feel kind of bad because I was grumpy with this person and I am not that customer. You check my rating if you want to, okay? I'm very proud of my 5-star rating. That said, was that the way to handle that? And is that actually the fact that DoorDashers, once they grab a bag, they don't have any responsibility except getting that bag to my door? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. I got food delivered last night, and the order was incomplete. My DoorDasher let me know in kind of an abrupt way that that's not her job, that's not her responsibility, it's the restaurant's responsibility. And I don't want to say I took offense to it, but I'm kind of wondering, is that really the case? Lisa is a DoorDasher. Lisa, I'm not at all ripping on what you do or ripping on the person that did it for me. I just want to know, is that really the case?
John, my job is to deliver. I will check the receipt. I will check the name. I will even ask them if this is what's in the bag. That is 100% the restaurant's fault.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Do you think that the delivery driver could have explained it a little nicer to John?
It's not the driver's fault.
We'll just order their bag before we...
Yeah, exactly. That's my husband. Yeah, usually the orders are bagged before we get there, sitting on a shelf. We don't even get to watch them make it.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
You definitely do not want these drivers rummaging through your food.
100% agree with you on that.
Okay. You know, that's a really good point. I understand you all have a job to do, and I respect that very much. I'm very thankful for you because you're feeding me.
Right. And I love what I do. I have a blast, and I love meeting new people. But I think of it as if I'm getting delivered. You know, I'm going to want my driver to do everything they possibly can. Some of these drivers just pick up and go. I mean, I will at least go to the extent, is there a straw? Is there a spoon in the bag? That's all I can do. You know, do you have ketchup? Do you have whatever condiments you need? I will go that extra step. because I would want somebody to do that for me.
I had a DoorDasher once text me, I'm here. Is there anything else you need before I leave? I mean, oh my God, how over and beyond is that? And then I guess that's why I was kind of like, that was a really abrupt way of handling it.
That was 100% the restaurant's fault.
Thank you, Lisa.
We don't make the order.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Jan in Lakeside, go ahead and chime in
here. Hi, Jan.
Hey, John. Would you want them opening the package of your salad and looking at it and possibly touching it before you ate it?
No. Obviously, I would not. I would not. I never thought about it that way. I just felt that there could have been a more polite way of handling it. Maybe I'm just being too sensitive.
More polite, but still, I don't want them looking in there.
The more I'm thinking about it now, I want to punch myself in the face. This woman's just doing a job. She's working. She doesn't need to be answering to me or be polite to me. She's doing a job.
Can we do a video of that?
You're punching myself in the face?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
No, okay, hang on.
John's gonna punch himself.
This is on live radio.
He's taking it back.
Okay.
He's taking it back.
How hard?
However hard you can.
Okay.
Ready? You want to take back being mad at the DoorDash driver? Go ahead. Oh, John, you really hate yourself.
You told me to.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I heard it from here.
You see what you did, Jen? You violence inciter.
That was awesome, Jen. Thank you.
You got what you wanted.
Now he won't be able to eat the salad because he doesn't have any teeth.
Bye, Jan. Thank you for your call. The more I thought about it as I was listening to Jan and Lisa, who am I? You know?
That's great. That
kind of hurt, actually.
Oh, honey. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.